Hey, warriors, get ready to kick abuse to the curb with Rise Above the Abuse, the ultimate podcast for survivors itching to break free for good. I'm Gina Lusardi, your fearless guide. We're dishing out raw stories, powerful tips, and badass strategies to help you reclaim your power. It's time to flip the script on abuse and your own comeback. But before we jump in, get your dose of inspiring stories, empowering tips, and kick butt strategies by hitting that subscribe button. And let's turbocharge your journey. Your voice ignites our flame. Share your thoughts. Send in those reviews, because your feedback is the secret sauce that fuels our mission of resilience. As humans, we what-if ourselves to death. If I had only done this, if I had only said this, if only, blah, blah, blah. Hi, this is Gina, here to help you rise above the abuse. Sometimes things happen to us that have nothing to do with us. And yes, sometimes things happen as a result of our own devices. And with that comes consequences. You stayed because of your beliefs, real or self-imposed, out of fear. And in return, you lived in and with the consequences of those choices. This is evident in the statistic that it will take a victim of domestic abuse leaving at least 7 times before they are able to stay out of that relationship. Sadly, sometimes horrible things happen to great people for what appears to be no apparent reason. Sometimes when bad things happen, we think that it is fate. We think that God destined us for these bad things, which leads us to become angry at God or even the world. Excuse me. It is not necessarily that God destined us for bad things. He is teaching us a lesson. He is teaching us to lean on Him for support during these tough times. Ecclesiastes 8:14-17 says, "Sometimes things useless happen on earth. Bad things happen to good people, and good things happen to bad people. It is more important to enjoy life. The best that people can do here on earth is to eat, drink, and enjoy life, because these joys will help them do the hard work God gives them here on earth." No matter how hard people try to understand it, they can't. Even if wise people say they understand, they cannot. No one can really understand God. We all heard the saying, "It is hard to see the forest for the trees when you are deep in the trees." But once you have put some distance between you and those trees, also known as the abuse, you can eventually see the lesson God is teaching you. You start to see that you or He didn't necessarily let it happen. It was supposed to happen in the grand scheme of your life as a total. Some are due to the consequences of your own actions, sure. I want you to take this time to subscribe to this channel if you haven't already. Just hit the subscribe button and the bell so that you can stay up to date. God did give us free will, so as not to live in bondage like the devil wants us to do. What happened to you fair? Not always. And yes, there are some things that happen to us that we will never understand. Those are the things that we must give to God, or it will destroy us from within. You can beat yourself up for what was, or you can look at it as, what was I supposed to learn? May I suggest you doing the latter, as it is far more depressing and debilitating to stay stuck in the situation or lies you've been told. Remember, I'm rooting for you, and I will always be right here to help you rise above the abuse. Massive thanks for being part of this empowering tribe. Did you miss out on any of our past episodes? No worries. Head over to our YouTube channel, Rise Above the Abuse, for an extra dose of empowerment. While you are there,
Be sure to subscribe, like, and join the journey with our fellow warriors. Until our next rendezvous, keep smashing those chains by rising above the abuse.